Dear Instructional Designer, Episode 48. Hey everybody, it's Kristen here. Long time no hear, right? Man, it's been about a year now since I've done an episode of the show, and to tell you the truth, I've been missing it. I've been missing talking with new people and hearing new stories. When I started this podcast way back in April or May of 2016, I'd been listening to Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic podcast, and I remember something she said on one episode that really, really resonated with me. She talked about how it was okay for creative endeavors like podcasts and online comics and serials and all kinds of things like that. It was okay for them to have a stopping point, an expiration date. It was okay to stop. It's so easy to feel like a failure if you stop doing something that you had been doing for a long time. But she was definitely against that idea. She wanted to encourage all of us who make things like this to be okay with ending them at some point. And with the seasonal format of the show, I wanted to prime myself to be okay with that. That said, I think I've said on this podcast before, I want to be a person who finishes things. That's one of the reasons I started my portfolio practice in the first place, along with my blogging. So it didn't make me super happy to leave poor season three hanging like that. So this episode will be the wrap up for Dear Instructional Designer season three. And at the end of the episode, I'll tell you where we're going with Dear ID. So season three was amazing. I dedicated this season to looking at real world projects because I know that as a newbie, and even as a not so newbie, it can be really hard to find inspiration for projects you can do. And it's sometimes hard to get an understanding of the decision making that goes on in real projects. How or why did someone decide to use this tool set or make that design decision? We don't often get to pull back the curtain on things like that with each other. But I hope that through the interviews this season and the deep dives into some of my favorite examples, we were able to give you a little bit of that insight. And it doesn't have to stop there. You know, I think in particular, and I've said this before, when you find an example that you like, that you're really drawn to, tear it down, analyze it. You can go through the same steps that I did for my deep dives. Think about why certain decisions might have been made and what you might do differently. This can be the basis for a kind of practice in and of itself, and it can also be the start of emulation projects, which I've talked about before. When you're starting out or you're a newbie at some skill or tool, beginning by emulating some other project can be a really good way to practice. Making sure, of course, to always credit the original and that you're clear about the fact that you're practicing by copying. For example, there's a game developer, Emmanuel Ferranto, who has a series of blog posts in which they recreate popular mobile games using the Phaser.js framework. It's a pretty darn awesome series that at once shows that Emmanuel has this ability to break down a game mechanic and translate that into code so that it can be recreated in a totally different tool. And it's also just a great way to practice making games. You can do something similar as you're starting out. Find some examples that you like. These can be anything. In fact, I was talking with Tamika, who is at Color Curriculum on Twitter, and she told me about an aha moment she had at a mechanic where they showed her what was wrong with her car on their job aid app that they had that helped them to pinpoint what was wrong and explain it. When you see something like that in the wild, so to speak, think about the design decisions there. The creators of that app thought about the fact that this was for mechanics who were on the shop floor, not sitting at a desktop. So they made the decision to make something that could be usable in that situation, a mobile phone app. Think about what that might look like and see how you can create a simplified, emulated version of it. Think about the lessons you can take away from the real-world projects this season as we walk into the future. Season's End is also a time when I reflect on my work. As you all may or may not know, around February of 2017, I jumped into the great unknown that is freelancing. I left my software company job and started doing work that is part learning experience design, and an ever-growing part is front-end web design. I went to my very first conference within the last 12 months since I went freelance. It was Torrance Learning's XAPI Party and Download, which I can't recommend enough, especially in May because Chelsea, Michigan was delightful in May. And I built an app and released it in 2 app stores. And I'm also currently engaged in a Udacity Nano degree program to learn even more about mobile web development. And on top of all that, of course, there's still the work to do. So though there have definitely been challenges, I've really been enjoying the journey. That said, falling into freelancing was the main reason why Dear ID went on hiatus. But I have news. Season 4 is coming. I've been so grateful for all of the tweets and the emails that people have sent telling me that they're still listening to the show. I really, really appreciate that feedback, everyone. I mean, having made a thing and put it out into the world, not knowing how it would be received, it's overwhelming to know that your work has had an impact. And I'd like to keep pulling back the veil of ID for other newbies. So I've decided that season 4 will center around those tough questions we all have about what freelance life is really like. I know a lot of newbies and not-so-newbies are interested in pursuing this kind of work. But of course, there are a ton of questions about how do I get clients and how do I make connections and do you really work in your pajamas? So I hope to do a series of episodes answering your questions from my own perspective as well as asking my guests. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for hanging in here through 3 seasons of Dear Instructional Designer. And in preparation for season 4, I have a couple of asks of you all. First of all, if you have freelancing questions, stuff that you have been dying to know, shoot me an email or a tweet so that we can get those answered during the season. There's a lot I'm still not aware of myself, so you'd be doing me a favor too. Second, if you are an ID freelancer, I would love to hear from you. I want to get some real folks on the show to talk about what your experience has been and to think about some of these super tough questions I know listeners will be sending in. As always, I'm at AnthChris on Twitter, or you can email me at Kristen@DearInstructionalDesigner.com. Take care, and I will see you back here for season 4.